You're recording. First question.
Tori, can you just shed some light on us for us on your COVID situation?
Yeah, we have a few players that have entered the COVID protocol, you know, we are doing our absolute best to figure out you know, what's going on and how things have happened, but sometimes it's a little tough to unravel. Two players have tested COVID positive. That's Noe Ramirez and Stuart Fairchild. And three players have been affected by the contact tracing. So I know you guys want to know how long that those three players will be out, but it's undetermined. So I'll get that information to you as soon as possible. Like I said, we're trying to unravel a lot of this right now. And it gets a little bit confusing. So I can give you the update on those five players.
Are either Stewart or Noe vaccinated?
I am unable to share that information with you.
Do you know how they're feeling, Tori?
They are symptomatic. I've had a brief text exchange with both of them, and they are definitely symptomatic.
Did the positive test come before the symptoms, or did they kind of land in the protocols because they weren't feeling well?
That's a good answer. That's a really good question. I don't have that answer. I just know the information that's fed to me. And I know that, you know, those players are, well, the players are still being tested, and they showed a positive, and I'm not sure how they're feeling the day that it showed a positive. I don't know that answer.
With the guys in contact tracing, is it right that if any of them are vaccinated, they it can shorten the amount of time they might have to be out? Is that right?
I don't know that answer. I can tell you how to pick up a ground ball and how to throw it to first base pretty well. But as far as the protocols and the working dynamics inside of that, I don't have that information. I don't know. I'm hoping that we get these players back, all five of them, as soon as possible. They're missing valuable big league time. They're missing valuable big league experience and this atmosphere, and they're missing a chance to help us win baseball games. So that's my main focus right now. I don't necessarily know what's lengthened or shortened. I wish I could give you more information on that. I can give you what I think, but that ain't going to be worth 2 cents.
Tori, you guys, despite not being at the 85% threshold, you went pretty much the equivalent of a full season without having an in-season breakout. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that it didn't happen before now at all?
Yeah, a little bit. And I'm proud of the fact that we followed the protocols and didn't have a breakout last year. And, you know, we've made it, 4 months now through the season and didn't have a situation of any type of the COVID situation affect us. So, yeah, I'm very proud of that. It's just, you know, we got clipped, you know. I don't think we let our guard down. We were still continuing to follow the protocols. I don't know where or when things happened or we picked up this virus, but we did. And we've got to deal with the consequences moving forward.
Evan. Tori, when were these tests taken?
I'll say, I think it was the last day in Chicago.
Tori, how confident are you that the circle of influence is as tight as it is and that it hasn't spread to elsewhere on the team and you guys might not have further tests popping up?
I feel very comfortable in saying that everybody that's here right now is going to be okay. You know, we entered today into the stadium, and downstairs we were all tested, and I'm pretty sure that everybody passed through that protocol, and we're in a good spot. In fact, I'm sure everybody passed through that protocol, and we're in a good spot.
Do you think, and this is thinking a little bit down the line, but do you think that having dealt with a breakout will convince some of the unvaccinated guys to get vaccinated, just seeing how it, you know, it takes guys off the field and it kind of creates kind of a flurry of roster moves just to be able to have a full roster.
I don't know that answer. I wish I could give you more details. I don't know. I just can speak for myself, and you know, I followed what some of the guidelines were around me and some of the things that I was reading and trusted what the CDC said and got vaccinated. So I can just speak for myself on that, in that area.
Sorry, maybe you've already said that you don't know the answer to this. I'm sorry if I'm asking you a question repetitive, but what is your understanding of what's next for the other three guys? Are they just waiting for test results back, or what's the process?
Yeah, correct. I don't know the exact verbiage or language. I know there's, you know, close contact and there's extra scrutiny contact. So there's different versions of how close you were to the positive outbreaks. And we're still determining that. We're still, I think, gathering information. And then they're going to have to test. They're going to continue to test for, you know, a couple times per day. And I think for the extra three, we're still gathering that information. And those test results will also combine, will be combined in part of that decision.
All right, everybody. We'll see you after the game.
Thanks, guys.